Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, July 31st. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Samsung plans to launch new high-end phones soon, and Apple is planning to eliminate jobs at Beats, according to reports. But first, French upstart telecommunications company Iliad has made an offer for T-Mobile in a bold bid to counter an offer for the country's fourth-largest wireless carrier by Sprint. We'll let you know how T-Mobile and Sprint shares fared later on in the report. Samsung plans to launch two new high-end smartphones in the next 6 months. One model will feature a large screen. The other will be made using new materials. An executive didn't elaborate. Samsung had a disappointing earnings report. For the latest, head to WSJD.com. A federal judge has ruled Microsoft must comply with a U.S. warrant for customer email stored in a company data center in Ireland. The search warrant was issued as part of a criminal investigation whose details remain secret. It's unclear whether the customer targeted by the Justice Department is located in the U.S. Apple is planning to eliminate about 200 jobs at Beats Electronics after closing its $3 billion acquisition of the streaming music and headphone company. That's according to several reports. 9to5 Mac reports the layoffs are hitting positions in human resources, finance, and support services. Meanwhile, the popular music recognition app Shazam is making the leap from your phone to your desktop, as long as it's a Mac. Shazam today landed in Apple's Mac App Store for free. Coming up, we'll take a look at how tech stocks fared today.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts, like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees, and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
A big sell-off on Wall Street today. The NASDAQ fell 93 points at 43.69. Dow Jones Industrials down 316. At 16,563, the S&P was down 39. Sprint shares today down about 5%. T-Mobile up 6.5%. 3D Systems down 10.5% after posting disappointing second quarter results. Yelp shares down 11% after concerns about the number of businesses added in the second quarter. Trump, the company's first quarterly profit since its 2012 IPO. Meanwhile, today, shares of Akamai were lower too, down almost 3%. After Akamai posted second quarter results that fell short of some high-end estimates. Twitter today down 2.5%. Again, the NASDAQ falling 93. You can check out the latest news by heading to WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.